We now meet Margaret Sutton. She represents District 10, which is in Minnehaha County. She spent 2 decades in engineering environment supporting the release of product design to manufacturing as an engineering analyst. Margaret is now retired and would like to represent you in the State Senate. If you are from District 10, she joins me in the Sioux Falls studio here. Margaret Sutton, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me, Lori. I'm excited about being here.
All right. An interesting background. Give us a little bit of idea of why, you know, why public service? What interests you about running for State House?
Well, I'll tell you a story. I'm originally from Texas, and when I moved here, I had to make a big decision, and that was I couldn't find a job here. And having an engineering manufacturing background, it was limited here in Sioux Falls. So my husband and I talked about it, and we made the decision that family came first. So we decided to stay in Sioux Falls. And I had to sacrifice a career for that, which was ultimately a difficult decision,
right.
But it was the right decision to stay here, to support family and our grandchildren. And that is what I stand on, because family is first, and we're here for South Dakota and for Sioux Falls and for the family.
All right. So that's a strong motivating factor that will stick with you for a while as far as workforce development and industry in the state. What are, along with the family issues that you care so much about, what are some of the top issues should voters send you to peer that you think really need to be dealt with in the legislature? Where are your priorities?
First of all, I am pro-life. I believe in the sanctity of life. Also believe in Second Amendment, as well as keeping the young people here in South Dakota, workforce development. With what we started off with the grandchildren, I want to keep my grandchildren here in Sioux Falls and in South Dakota. And in order to do that, we have to have the workforce to do that and to provide the education to equip them to be here.
Right. So let's talk with the first part of that, which is some of the issues about pro-life and Second Amendment rights. Do you see that the state is pretty solid with the legislation that they currently have when regarding abortion? Are there new laws that you think should be proposed? Are there fewer? Where do you see that we as a state are at in that issue that's important to you and what needs to happen next? Or is it more like being there to sort of hold a line against something that you feel is in good shape legislatively?
We've come a long ways. South Dakota has. We've got some great laws now. I do think that we have to keep up the ones we do have there providing equipping women to help make that right decision. The current law that we have now, they have to wait 72 hours, and that's been recent. And I fully support that am definitely a support of the right for the unborn.
Are there other things that sort of help build on that as far as, you know, with unwanted pregnancy itself? I mean, when do you think about, preschool or support for working mothers? Is a broader package there that needs to be considered?
You know, that's an excellent question, Lori, because it's not an easy decision when you have an unwanted pregnancy. Because you have to, it's financial, it's do you have the family support, do you have a husband, do you have a partner to support you, your job. There's so many factors, and then you add an emotional factor to that, it's very difficult. So I think the first decision there is, do you have a support team there once you make that decision? And a lot of times these young women, they don't have a support system. They don't even have a family that necessarily supports their decision. So as a community, we need to provide that. And they're young, they're scared. So as a community, yes, we need to support them. Churches need to support those and not turn them away.
Sure.
And are we equipped as a community? I don't think necessarily that we always are.
Right.
For these women. How many families there know of a single woman who's supporting a family by herself? You know, I'd like to ask every family out there, what are you doing to support single mothers, single families? What are you doing? And then we're addressing this question about abortion, and are we equipped for that? No, we're not. We can do a much better job in that area.
Let's talk about another issue brought up, which is gun legislation. And the same question really applies. Do you feel like we are, in your estimation, in a good place, South Dakota, legislatively, or do you think there are key pieces of legislation that are missing or that need to be removed? What are your thoughts?
You know, that's also a sensitive topic, especially when you bring in school shootings. And I'm going to share a story, and it changed my perspective a little bit. And that was that there was a Texas shooting, and I knew that family of that young man. I knew that young man when he was born.
Which Texas shooting? In the church?
The young man that was in the Austin area.
Okay.
And he created some homemade bombs. Mm. And I knew that young man. And it really changed my perspective, because that hit very personal. Because I think right away when we hear of guns and such, we want to put a blame on the gun. We want to put a blame on the family. And sometimes I think we need a broader perspective of that. It's not the guns that shoot. It's the individual. And that young man had emotional problems. So the issue is deeper than just gun laws. It's addressing mental issues. It's addressing do we scan every time we go into a government building? Do we scan when we have into schools? So it's not just addressing that. Do we do banning of guns? I do believe that we have an individual right to carry and bear arms.
Let's talk about mental health a little bit then, because the South Dakota State Legislature has been studying mental health services and the access to them in South Dakota. How much difference do you think state lawmakers can make in the health and the mental health arena to sort of move that conversation forward and actually create policy that impacts lives? Are you optimistic about what a state body of lawmakers can do to improve mental health services in the state?
And Lori, I'll have to admit that I'm really new in that area. And
maybe we all are in some ways. Yes, we're hearing some of that.
But I do know this. I know that mental health probably affects every family. Or you know a family member that is affected with mental health issues. And mental health issues address a lot of area. You're talking about alcoholism. You're talking about maybe a drug issue. And then you are talking about those more severe mental issues. Can we do something in the government? You know, I'd really have to study that. Yes, I think we can, but I want to limit that. Always when I think of this, I want to see what can community do? What can family do first? And then let's bring it in to see what we can do as a bond of government.
All right. Keeping kids in town. We have about 2 minutes left here, or a minute, really. So some thoughts about sort of encouraging our young South Dakotans to stay and be the innovators and business leaders and lawmakers of the future.
And, you know, this is very personal to my heart, because I want to keep the grandkids here in South Dakota. But I do feel that the workforce is essential. Also, we want to keep activities that lure them here. They want a safe environment. So I think those are all issues that hit the young.
Yeah. Margaret Sutton, Republican from District 10, running for state senator. Thank you so much for stopping by our studios to talk with us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Lori.
And you can hear this conversation and all others with our candidates on our website at listen.sdpb.org.